This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 481 for Tuesday, July 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher on Tuesday morning, continuing to see gains in the front months. The November canola contract adds $8 at $837.80 per ton, and the January contract is up $7.30 at $828.10 per ton. Support for canola is coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed. Losses in Malaysian palm oil are weighing on values. Upticks in global crude oil prices are lending support to the vegetable oils. Dry conditions across much of the prairies remain a concern, with the region becoming more and more in need of significant rainfall. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 75.76 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 75.83. The day after Russia announced its pulling out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, reports say there have been missile strikes on Ukraine's main port of Odessa. Efforts are underway to divert Ukraine's grain exports by other means. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report yesterday afternoon. As of July 16th, corn rates 57% good to excellent, up 1 point from the previous week. Soybeans are 55% good to excellent, up 4 points from a week ago. Spring wheat adds 4 points, rising to 51% good to excellent, and 86% of the crop is headed. The winter wheat harvest advances 10 points to 56% complete. The 8 to 14 day weather outlook for the U.S. is calling for above normal temperatures across the country, but below normal precipitation for the western corn belt. China reports its June imports of corn tally 1.85 million tons, falling more than 16% from the previous June. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. The November contract jumps 15 cents at $13.93 per bushel. August soy oil is up by less than a tenth of a cent at 64.83 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal rises $7.20 at $4.41.60 per short ton. Corn is stronger, with its September contract gaining 16 cents at $5.15 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its September contract adding 9 cents at $4.15.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago September advances 16.5 cents at $6.70. Kansas City September increases 17 cents at $8.32. And Minneapolis September loses a penny at $8.77. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.